This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Are we kind of getting more excited about the idea of Paul DePodesta as the president of baseball operations for the Rockies? Saying all the right things, Mike. Help me calm down here, because he's saying all the right things. Sometimes that's good for now. He said this has a chance to be the best home field advantage in all of baseball.
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
And people have been pointing to him, and he's been speaking. He said this is a special place, so I'm very anxious to get started and get back to that point where the Rockies are winning every year. Well, they were never to that point, but it'd be cool to get to that point. Continue. And we can create the kind of electricity in this ballpark. Listen, man, I want it so freaking bad. You know how awesome this whole show would be if the Rockies are good in July? You know how much fun we would have on a nightly... If we're doing what we're doing now with the Avalanche and the Nuggets and the Broncos, the college basketball scene, if we get some of that in July, every night, Rockies are winning 8-5. 10-6, and you just have fireworks every night. This is a beautiful place for baseball. They want it. You got your purple on today, Mike. They want it so bad. Rockies fans, baseball fans, this could be an awesome place. I'm rooting for the guy. I don't even want to make jokes anymore. I know it's hard because he was with Cleveland, and Tanner's all in on this. Tanner Schwind will be back on Monday. I'm curious about his thoughts. Saying all the right things is getting me excited, Mike. But you're not excited.
I mean, to be fair, the purple I'm wearing is for the Washington Huskies, not the Colorado Rockies. I think it's weird that they made this hire, but then again, I think going to the Cleveland Browns was weird, so maybe this is not as weird as I'm thinking.
Well, and again, I did point out the fact that the Browns did go to the playoffs while he was doing his thing. They went to the playoffs a couple times. Baker Mayfield, he was also a part of probably that decision to move on from Baker Mayfield and then to bring in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, a lot of really bad decisions the last couple years. So is it his fault? Is it ownership?
Yeah, because it's not like he was the general manager, okay? Like, let's. I know Keeler was on yesterday, and he's like, oh, Deshaun Watson, enough said. Paul, the buck didn't stop with Paul DePodesta. He was the guy evaluating talent and evaluating, you know, individual talents and how breakaway receivers being able to break away and, you know, yards after carry, stuff like that he was evaluating. So that's what he'll do here. He'll get a GM in place and they'll sit down and evaluate talent. And it's going to be a long haul. Let's just pretend it is going to turn around. Do you think it's going to get worse before it gets better? Like, next year is still going to be bad. Like, 100 loss bad.
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, they're a young team. They now have some experience.
What's he going to do?
Depends on what the manager can do with them.
Is he going to say the hell with pitching and just be like, we'll get whatever pitchers, but we're spending money on guys that can just hit. And let's just light it up.
A 4-hour game every night where it's 19-12.
That's what, I mean... Take advantage of, if they say it's so hard to pitch here, maybe that's where we go. I've changed on this. I've always said, you know, try your best to put in the dollars to great pitchers. But the problem is great pitchers and free agency don't want to come here. So you're not going to really win that battle because they don't want that ERA to go down.
Bring
go
back
up.
The Blake Street Bombers.
That maybe you just hope to win games like that. You just light it up, put all your money in. And again, you could get free agent hitters. Guys come here, numbers look good. So maybe that's, and that was the idea with Chris Bryant, right? But just obviously a massive fail.
Go get Walker Martin. He could pitch in Colorado.
Is he doing pretty good?
I mean, I don't know what he's doing with the Giants.
Did you just say a local name that you knew and say that that would be good for the Rockies? Just because you know
him? Well, he was able to pitch in Colorado.
Well,
I'm sure
yeah,
he can pitch in Colorado again.
High school. In high school, Mike. Somewhat of a difference. But, hey, I'd root for it. I'd sign me up. I like seeing local guys. I'm rooting for Kyle Freeland to turn it around still. I didn't get to this story earlier in the week, Mike, but the other UNC's, Belichick, focused on Wake Forest, not open Giants job. Bill Belichick's name is now surfacing around the next, around being the next head coach of the New York Football Giants. Do you think he packs it up, calls this what it is, and moves and takes his brain, his football brain, back to the NFL?
Not until the Jets job opens up.
Oh, you think he'll take a Jets job? No, that's not going
to
open up.
Oh, my God, I would love to see
that. They just got a new coach.
Yeah, he's going to get fired soon.
What a weird story with Bill Belichick, man. He was. It was Tuesday's news conference, so we're a couple days late on this, but I had it and we just didn't get to it. He was asked about, you know, potential interest in the vacant New York Giants head coaching job. It's funny you asked that question because you know the response. Texter says, come on, boys. Walker Martin was not a pitcher. Okay.
He did some pitching.
I don't know. You tell me. Bruce Dick would know that.
They all did pitching. Just, like, you, Ed Eaton, I would ask him, hey, what position are you? And they would say, third base. Also, I'm a pitcher. First base. Also, I'm a pitcher.
Are you just making this
pitcher.
Up?
Also, I'm a pitcher.
Are you just making this up?
They came in for, like, all the preseason stuff.
Okay. I trust your judgment. Listen, I'm so deep into the college game and the pro game, man. I don't know. I'm rooting for high school athletes and awesome stuff, but I leave that to the man, the myth, the legend that is Bruce Dick. He knows it all. If you want, like, real preps talk, you want real greatness, because there's greatness going on. We got playoffs starting up for us on Saturday. You got to listen to Coach speak.
And you can tune in tonight for more. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. Yes. Yeah. We got the. Oh, yeah. And that's going to be good because it's Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick breaking down all the playoff matchups in the state of Colorado, too. Northern Colorado emphasis, but certainly looking at the other stuff around the state. Was it good, Mike? They recorded it. Was it good?
They were recording it this afternoon.
Oh, they haven't recorded it yet. Okay. Well, I'm expecting fireworks. I'm excited about that show. Brought to you by Clearwater Products. Aaron says, I don't see the Giants offering Bill Belichick a job. They already offered him a job once, and he took it. Once he took it and then left. Yeah, but it's the Giants. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Well, not the Jets.
No, I think it was the Giants.
It was the Jets because he left the Jets for a pretty. He was the defensive coordinator for the Giants. Then he went to the Browns, and then he signed with the Jets. And then on a napkin, he's like, "I quit," and then went to the Patriots.
Oh, okay. I think this guy's. I think Aaron's talking about. Is he talking about before? I don't know. I don't know I just know the Browns' history with Bill Belichick. He said, "I've been asked about it from time to time. Look, I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. That's my commitment to this team. This week it's Wake Forest. Next week it's that opponent, and so forth. And I'm here to do the best for this team." Yeah, not a shocker that that was his response.
Yeah, his girlfriend's already focusing on New York, but they want to deal with...
Who's more annoying, Bill Belichick's girlfriend or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
I don't know. She's on the field. She's like on the field talking to Bill Belichick.
It's the whole Kansas City Chiefs thing that's really making me hate Taylor Swift. I didn't hate her before, but
well,
now
you
I
shouldn't
just hate her.
I don't hate her. I don't care about her music. And then we see her on the screen every time the Chiefs play. And it's just kind of whatever. Texter here, Faith. I can't see the Giants working to get him. I think they've had enough of the drama that ensues them. Yeah, they don't need any more drama. The Giants don't. Bill Belichick is bringing drama now. Who would have thought Bill Belichick? The idea of hiring Bill Belichick now comes with baggage. I thought he was just football on Cincinnati. That is not the case anymore. He's somewhat of a distraction. And you'd have to figure that out if you did hire him. That would be a conversation you'd have to have. Like, is that going to be a distraction for you? I don't know. It's not working out with UNC. That prediction I had of them being in the playoffs in 2 years is not looking good, Mike.
If I was the NFL or if I was the Giants and they hired him, I'd say, okay, your girlfriend stays in the stands with all the
She's not
wives.
A part of the staff.
She does not come to practice.
She doesn't come to practice. She's not a part of the staff.
Yeah. We are not hiring her.
Oh, look at Aaron might win Top Text Tuesday on a Thursday. He just used it. Micah is right. I Steinered on bad team from New York. Aaron, well done. Aaron admitting you Steinered it is respected. It's respectful. Respectable. There we go. And for those of you that don't know, in the whole show dictionary, Steinered is now when you get something wrong. Micah Steiners it quite a bit.
And Rom Steinered it is when you get something wrong in the world of music.
Please know. Only about 2% of the people know what you actually just said. They know you said words. They just don't know what you said.
Rammstein.
Yeah. The Du Hast song. That's all I know.
They have so many songs better than Du Hast.
No, Du Hast.
The band,
go
listen to their music.
That's
their best
song.
They have great ballads.
Du Hast is their best song.
That is false.
110%.
Angle is their best song.
I don't even know if they've made any other music outside of that song. Doesn't that song mean you hate? Doesn't Du Hast mean you hate?
No, it means you have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you hate in a different context, but in German, du hast mich gefragt. I have asked you, and then und, whatever the other stuff.
Wow,
is,
you're
I
right.
Said nothing.
Wow, I thought it was hate.
That's the English translation, and it's not a translation. That's the English version. I took 3 years of German, and
what?
I translated one German
You took
song.
3 years of German? Why do you take 3 years of German?
It was a requirement.
You had to take 3 years of it?
Yeah, I had to take like 3 years of a language.
And you just wanted to do one. You couldn't do like 1 year one language, another year a different language? You just were enamored by the beautiful German language?
Well, it sounded like Klingon to me, so I'm like, okay, should be able to learn this.
Oh boy, it sounded like Klingon. What is Klingon? Like that's a language.
Yeah, that's the language that the Klingons in Star Trek speak.
Texter says Coach Speak is the best. I would love Walker to come to the Rockies organization. FYI, according to Max Preps, Martin did pitch 1.1 innings in his whole high school career. So I guess you were kind of right.
I was right.
Good job, Mike. You're two in a row for you today. You were right on the Jets thing, and you were right on Walker Martin pitching.
Yeah, but all the high school kids, every time they come in and I ask them what position, they're like, I'm a third baseman and a pitcher.
Look at you. I can't
all
argue.
Say that. Every one of them. It's like,
if you pitch one inning.
You're third base. I'm just going to put third baseman unless you're a pitcher first.
If you pitch one inning, you could be classified as a pitcher. Good job. Look at you bringing the thunder today. Eastside Chris, given the urgency of this game, will Taylor Swift be in Denver? Do you think Taylor Swift will be in Denver this weekend? Isn't she like doing a tour of her album or whatever?
I hope the TSA stops
her. Or she's singing about Travis Wood or Travis Wood. Travis Kelce's music, exactly the thing.
I would like to. The only time I want the TSA to exist is when Taylor Swift is going through the airport. Then I want them to stop her. And like keep her in a room.
She doesn't
for like
go
four
through
hours
an airport,
so
Mike. Mike, come on, keep up, buddy. You were doing so good. You think Taylor Swift goes through an airport like the common folk? She has her own jet.
That's true.
She flies wherever she wants, but save the planet and all that stuff. But you know, she goes wherever she wants, whenever she wants.
Yeah, I bet she can go through the no-fly zones too. Except for the one like in Washington D.C., she can go through all the other no-fly zones.
Yeah, she has the power. She has the power to do that. I'm going to say Bill Belichick's girlfriend is more annoying than Taylor Swift. Dixon says Swift doesn't know what TSA is. That's why. Yeah, Mike, I don't know where your brain went there. Why would you assume that Taylor Swift is walking among us? That is not happening. You will never see Taylor Swift outside of if you go to a concert. You won't see her like at a 7-Eleven, airport, you know, Holiday Inn. You won't see that. Not happening.
You'll see her security guards.
I don't even know if you'll see that. Probably not.
Like if you're walking down the street, like the golden paved road, and you're like, wow, there's gold. Why is there golden paved road? And you walk into a guy, he's like, why are you 40 feet away from this person that everybody worships? And I'm like, I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. And then they tackle you and take your money.
You think Travis Kelce's going to be a problem this weekend?
He's always been kind of a problem.
He's
for the
having
Broncos,
a resurgence.
I think.
He's playing well right now. I mean, he still has that ability to just get open. He and Patrick Mahomes still have that ability. They just find each other. Great connection. Travis Kelce is leading the Chiefs in receiving. His 41 receptions, 540 yards. Only 3 touchdowns, though. Broncos struggle against tight ends, though.
Always have.
Always have.
Tight ends and big, fat running backs.
How about the story, speaking of covering tight ends and struggling with it, I'm going to have a hard time ever saying anything bad about Alex Singleton. I mean, the guy is a tackle machine, but he misses tackles. But that whole thing, he gets a random drug test, and the drug test finds that he has testicular cancer. He still plays on Thursday, and now he's obviously dealing with that. But with all that going on in your mind, that guy played against the Raiders. I don't care if he misses 47 tackles in a row, Mike. I'm going to just, this is a new whole show rule. We never blame Alex Singleton for anything.
That was a gutsy thing.
Gutsy. Are you comfortable with that?
I wasn't going to say the other thing.
Are you comfortable with that?
Out of respect.
It sounds like he's going to be okay. Like everything's going to be good. But you're comfortable with that new rule on the whole show? No matter how bad, if Alex Singleton has a bad game, we ignore it. We pretend it didn't happen.
Blame it on someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Like, the sun was in his eyes.
Yeah, no, that wasn't his fault.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, Dixon says huge game not to have Sertan. Mm. I'm worried about this game. Why am I worried? Of course, why am I worried? It's the Chiefs. And outside the Bills game, it feels like the Chiefs are starting to figure it out again. And Andy Reid off the bye is pretty damn good. He's only lost a handful of games off of the bye week. This is where, though, I will say this. This is where I'm very happy we have Sean Payton as a head coach. He might be cocky. He might bristle a lot. But I don't think he's one to bow down or to back away from a challenge. He is. The wheels have been churning in his brain very aggressively this last week. Just preparing for this Chiefs game because he's done well. You know, he beat him. He's 2-2 against the Chiefs, right? Because he beat him with Russell Wilson. So Sean's coming in. It's not his hump, right? The Chiefs thing is not his hump to get over. He wasn't a part of that losing streak. He's 2-2 against the Chiefs. Are they going 3-2? That's the question.
Yes.
Of course you say that. I'm worried about it. Yeah. I got the Broncos winning 11. Still feel confident about that. They beat the Chiefs.
Do you feel confident about the Broncos winning this game?
Picks are on Friday, Mike. Everybody knows that.
Oh, that's right.
So if I say I feel confident about it, doesn't that give away the pick?
I knew that, but I forgot.
How did you forget that? That's like the number one rule of the whole show. Is picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
I thought the number one rule was Mr. Thursday night.
Mr. Thursday night makes his appearance once a week on Thursday. And makes a pick.
Everybody knows that.
And then No, not everybody knows that. People are aware of it. Home Decor Magazine is considering doing an article on the Thursday Night Special on Mr. Thursday Night. But not everybody knows that that happens. Everybody knows the picks are on Friday.
By the way, they called and saw that you have a losing record, and they're like, "Yeah."
Well,
I had to talk them into it.
Well, they also know
they need you to go 6-6.
Mike, we're in a world now where the mafia is getting to people. You don't think the mafia knows what I'm up to? And they know that I was really good for a while, but once the mafia got involved, things have changed. It's been way more difficult. So I got to throw them off the scent somehow. I don't know. We'll get it. We got a plan. I'm not going to tell you right now. I want to be transparent. I have a plan. I have an answer. I have the answer, Mike. But I'm not going to tell you. I have a 10-day plan to get the Thursday Night Special back to over 500. And I'll tell you the rest of the plan once it's done.
Every time I do something wrong, I'm just going to say the mafia got to me.
No, that's Steinard. When you get, well, no, that's, okay, when you do something wrong, the mafia got to you. When you say something wrong, you Steinard it. You Scott Steinard it. I'm glad Aaron's keeping that alive. That's one of our sayings now.
So who's Scott Steiner?
If you'd stop watching so much crappy Star Trek, you'd know about real sports. You'd know it.
Is that baseball?
No.
He was the major league leader in hits in 2015.
What are you talking about? Go Pokes? So the mob got its claws in the whole show, on the whole show's picks as well. My picks are fine. Are we saying that my picks aren't good? I'm 29 and what did I say I was, Mike? 29 and 24. That's not good? Against the spread, six different teams every week?
Not good.
Tough teams to predict? Because you never know what you're getting with Wyoming. You never know what you're getting with Air Force. And I'm 29-24.
You should have 33. You should have 33.
That would make you feel better? If I was 33 and 21? Or 2019?
Feels suspicious.
Dixon says, when was Mr. Thursday night good? Had he ever finished above 500? Yeah. The first couple of years we did it, we were rolling. What's changed? I don't know, my producer?
The mafia got to him.
My producer? Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Oh, so maybe it's your producer who is feeding you the information and you were just taking
it. Or maybe I make the pick and you play the wrong clip. You know? Because I make two picks and we only use one. We record it and we set it up like a separate recording. Maybe you've played the wrong one. Maybe it's on you. Maybe the reverse of everything that's happened is the right. Maybe I'm actually 6-4.
So the Michaela got to you?
Maybe. No, the mafia didn't get to the picks. GoPoke says the picks are, shall we say, compromised. They're not compromised. We're going to rock and roll this week, man. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I've never been more excited about the picks because we're going to get back on the right track. We're already on the right track. What am I talking? Why am I defending it? We're five games over 500. I pick six games every week. You guys try. Because, like, GoPokes text yesterday and said I wouldn't touch the Wyoming-Fresno State game. I have to. This is in my contract, Mike. I have to make a pick. I can't say, no, I'm staying away from that one. I have to make a pick. I'm contractually obligated to do the picks. That's part of what keeps me here.
Brady, I'm at 38. I'm at 38
No,
wins.
You're not. You're at 38 wins?
I'm at 38
you
wins.
You don't even make picks half the time. Most of the time, you don't even understand what the spread is.
Oh, just because
actually, I've, all the time you don't even understand what the spread is.
Just because I've been picking the Broncos 38 times and it's been the same game.
What do you think what does the Broncos plus 3.5 mean to you?
It means the Broncos are 3.5 times better than the Chiefs.
That's what it means to you. Doesn't mean that they're 3.5-point underdogs in this game. Meaning before the game even kicks off, if you're betting on the Broncos plus 3.5, you're up 3.5 to nothing right now.
Why would they be 0.5? Like that, you can't
it's the over under. It's the over. You got to get to 4. That's what it means.
Is that how you get a safety on a 1-point safety?
Yeah, sure. 29 minutes after the hour. When was Mr. Thursday night good? You just wait. Is Brian got a song prepared?
Who?
Do you just try? Can you just try to be a real boy? Try. Just try it, okay? Oh, yeah. That's right. Dixon, you remembered that one. You're also supposed to pick the Titans every time possible, and you move the goalposts on that one, too. I don't remember that. We'll be right back.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Big City Roadhouse, they just got two new 86-inch TVs above their bar the other day. So they're continuing to add on and make this a great spot for watching your favorite sports teams. They got their weekday specials going on. They just launched that too. Thursday is the all-you-can-eat soup and salad served with garlic bread. You can add a portion of chicken or shrimp to that, but a great special going on at Big City Roadhouse. They got the Big City Breakfast Burritos, 10 a.m. to noon every single day now. These look awesome. Very good. I'm going to go get one. Maybe I'll get you one tomorrow, Mike.
10 a.m. to noon, you say?
Yeah. You are always eating. What are you eating now? Every time I look over there, you're eating something. What are you eating?
Well, I'm not eating in like big meals
eating.
Like I used to. Because just... now I'm at the board 20 hours a day.
Yeah, but you're... Well, this week you are, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of spacing out my food.
Yeah, but every time I look at you, you're eating something. You're walking down the hall, you're eating. You're sitting down, you're eating. You're talking to Derbs, the dude down the hall, you're eating something.
I'm basically eating the same amount of food.
You're spacing it out.
Yeah, it's just more spread out. And for some reason, I've lost like 10, 13 pounds this year.
They say that's how you're supposed to do it. Just parcel it out throughout the day. Your body burns it faster, I believe. Yeah, Dixon, that was a hell of a pull there. I predicted the Broncos would beat the... When was that, Dixon? Was that Russell Wilson's first game? When was that? When did they play Tennessee to start the season? Was that 2023? No. Was that 2022? Dude, that was a hell of a pull. I'm trying to figure that out. I thought it was an early... It was
2022.
No, 2022?
That was the last time they played. They also played September 14th in 2020.
2020 was the game. Because that was Drew Locke starting.
The Broncos lost 16-14.
They lost 16-14, and I said, if Tennessee... There's no way the Broncos are losing to the Tennessee Titans, and I said, if they do lose, I'll never pick against the Titans. Well, have I had an opportunity to pick against the Titans? I picked the Broncos to beat the Titans, though, I guess. So maybe I did go. That was when Ryan Tannehill was there, and Derrick Henry was still there. He had 31 carries for 116 yards against the Broncos. Crazy time. That was a long time ago, Dixon. That was a hell of... Look at the Hooligans. I love this. This is why you guys are Hall of Famers. You bring stuff up that you keep me honest on this show. Although I don't remember ever saying that.
I remember that game. I just remembered it. That was a game where the Broncos didn't call it, had like some weird timeout calls at the end.
Was that Vic Fangio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not a Fangio of how he called timeout.
Yeah. Noah Fant was on that team. He led the team in receiving that day. 5 receptions for 81 yards and a touchdown.
I thought he would be fantastic, but he was not. He ended up being a bust for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they traded him to Seattle, and the worst trade in Broncos history.
Is that the worst trade in Broncos history?
Well, he went over in the package of...
It wasn't the worst. Maybe. Yeah,
yes,
maybe.
Because
you gave up the first-round picks. And then you ended up signing Russell Wilson. It was all kind of a blur of a time in our lives there. This is a huge game for Denver, though, man. This is the chance. The Chiefs have had the stranglehold on this division for so long. Does it feel like the tide is turning, or are the Chiefs still going to show that they are the top dog? You know Andy Reid. You know he's been hearing all this. You know at the beginning of the season when all the talk was about the Broncos dethroning the Chiefs, you know Andy Reid heard that.
He'd been reading it in the newspapers, and, well, guess what? It's going to happen, Andy.
He's been reading it in the newspapers?
Andy Reid.
Yeah. Yeah. I get. Oh, gosh. Wow. That's three in one segment. No more. You got us with not a Fangio of that. You thought Noah Fant would be fantastic, and now you hit Andy Reid reading the newspaper. No more. That's it. You've used him for the week, Mike. You still got a we got still half a show to go here, and we got an entire Friday. Not good. Not some of your best work.
Those are some good puns.
No, I think you've done better.
Not the Fangio one, but
the Fangio one was my favorite one. I was not a Fangio of that. That was good. The rest of them you just kept getting worse. Try to ignore it. Couldn't do it because you were cracking yourself up over there between eating and laughing. It's very distracting back there. So, you're welcome. Good job.
I like my puns.
Good job. Sure. Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll make sure that heater is all right, you know, getting you up to speed. They got free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. There's a reason you're seeing Lemons Heating and Cooling vehicles all over the place is because everybody is getting the hint. Now, let me get to some of this coming up. Let's talk Broncos Chiefs, but right now let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farouk, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
.12:45 the time. Welcome back into the show. Yeah, Dixon brings up Josh Simmons. Josh Simmons is the left tackle for the Chiefs, but he's been out for quite a few games. He took a break from football to deal with a personal matter. Dixon saying took a break from to deal with a family emergency. He is maybe going to play. Andy Reid talked about that earlier this week. He said, yeah, we'll just have to see. I haven't even got him out for a practice yet. And this was on, yesterday. Said, I haven't even got him out for a practice yet. So let's see how he'll jump in and see what he can do and mix it up out there and do. And we'll go from there. So that's going to be a big one, too. Yeah, if they have their – because I thought Juwan Taylor was listed as questionable to start this to start the week, but now he is clear. On the offensive side, I think it's just Isaiah Pacheco listed as questionable. So the Chiefs are getting healthier, and it seems like the Broncos are going the opposite way with some of their key injuries. Still no word officially on J.K. Dobbins. He's any major fantasy outlet or whatever you look at, he's listed as questionable. He did not practice yesterday. So if he doesn't do anything today, I would imagine they either just don't play him this weekend or they do shut him down for they put him on the IR and he'll be out for several weeks, for 4 weeks at least. So that's tough. Meanwhile, the Broncos went out and got little Jordan Humphrey from the Giants practice squad. Does that do anything for you, Mike?
I liked him. Not sure if it's going to help Bo Nix, because a lot of these issues are Bo Nix's fault. But I mean, he's worked with Bo in the past. So
last time it was last year. He had 31. Receptions for 293 yards and a touchdown. What does that tell you about Sean Payton's faith in this wide receiver room? Like a guy like Trent Sherfield, who's questionable going into this game. Marvin Mims is questionable still. He might play. It sounds like he's going to play. But that's part of it, is you're dealing with those injuries. That'd be cool if he could provide a little bit of a spark. You know, like you said, Bo Nix is kind of comfortable with him. Maybe that helps. I don't know. Doesn't really move the needle much for me, but watch him go out and tear it up this weekend. Because he'll probably play.
Maybe he looks for someone other than, you know, Troy Franklin.
Yeah, he's been...
Oh, an open guy.
He's been honing in on Troy Franklin lately. Trying to hook up his old teammate. Cortland Sutton seems like he's been open quite a bit. And Bo's missing him. Bo's taking off. You know, when that ball is snapped, Bo's looking to, he's got one read and then he's going. He's just not taking his time back there.
You know, maybe Sean Payton should just bench Troy Franklin and say, okay,
that's
now,
dumb.
Now do it without your security blanket.
Well, Corlin Sutton is supposed to be the security blanket. 12:48 the time. We got to wrap up this hour. Coming up next, we've got buy or sell. The Thursday night special makes its return, Mike. We will get back to one game under 500. We can't fall three games under 500. We can't do it. We can't do it. There's no coming back from that. So this is a significant game tonight. Probably the biggest game of the season for any team. And it's the big, most important day of the schedule for any NFL team. If you play on Thursday night, that's it. We'll be right back.
Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Diamond Valley Collectibles. Guys, it's November 13th. I've got a place for you to put on your Christmas list options here as maybe you're not getting into the shopping portion yet, but something to think about. Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. They got the stuff, man. Sports cards, sports memorabilia, Legos for Michael over there, Funko Pops, Pokemon. Man, they got the goods. I love these guys. I love what they're doing. Support a business like this because we don't have many. And you want a central spot where you can go find, you know, the best fit for your collection. That's Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor.
And
yes, Michael.
Two people you can put on your shopping list would be Brady, you, and me.
Oh, you'd want Legos?
Yes.
Okay. I'll write that down somewhere. I don't have a pen, so I already forgot. Coming up next, we got buy or sell. And then the Thursday night special, the most important Thursday night pick of the week. This is to get back on the right track, set us up to get back to 500 next. We're going to go on a run of epic proportions. Yeah, it's going to happen, Mike. Just get ready. The whole show continues with buy or sell right after this.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.